Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Wally Yali. want to thank Wally Ali for that beautiful song to remind me how the image thrive in the churches of a man, of an unnatural person hanging up on the cross with our Lord and Savior. Humalay Shaitan Rajin Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilah illallah. Ashadu ilah in name of Muhammad and Rasulullah. We open the bear witness and we testify. There's no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. And we open the bear witness and we testify there's only one God who has sent the final prophet and Prophet Muhammad, which the evil people of this world have kept out of their ears, kept out of their sight, out of the ideas of the human family all over the planet Earth mostly. So our job is to let them know about all the prophets, but also let them know that the last prophet is no other than Prophet Muhammad. And that Jesus Christ, their Christ said in their book that one would come and lead us in all truth. He took himself out of the picture. He dismissed himself as it being the last. And he pointed to Prophet Muhammad, him and Abdullah. And that is what our mission is, to tell the world. For they won't miss what Satan want them to miss. They want that to never hit their eardrum. So we here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station trying to remake this world a better world so all of us can live in it. Because all life matters. All our life matters that God had created. If it didn't matter, he wouldn't have even created it. So we thank Allah for this Brock Talk radio station. I hope our Imam Rasul come on. He said he would. He'll let me know. And when if I see his number, I will let you know he's in the queue. So we thank Brock Talk radio station coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Cloud STEM School, under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, coming out of California. So we thank Allah for this opportunity to come before you tonight for these minutes to share with you about what we see as a problem with these images, because we don't live under these problems. We don't suffer under these problems. And the people that cause the suffering, they suffering now. Or wish they hadn't made those problems. No one leave this earth without getting God's judgment. That's what God sent scriptures to warn all humanity. Don't do this. He don't say don't do this. This going to happen. He show you what happened before you. Then he show you what the prophet had to go through. But the prophet got the last pass, got the last say-so. The people who went against the prophets, they was the big loser. So we want to start our show off with a prayer. And if we start off with a prayer, end with a prayer, that means we may have done two things right. Prayer is the natural cleanser. That is the only cleanser that can clean the inner parts of your body and mind and your brain. It's the heart. I mean, it's the truth. And then the truth comes from scripture. So we're going to open up with a prayer called Al Fatah. It means to open. And then first we would say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that it was given to us in. And then we will say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka. Akana Bri Akana Sain Edine Sarato Mustakin Sarato Ladina Anto Lehim Glory Magdubi Lehim Walletoni Amen. We seek protection for with we seek protection from Allah, from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of Almighty God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all the world. Allah is most gracious. He's most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask Allah always continue showing us the right way. Lead us to the straight way, and not lead us to that way of our wrath come down on us and lead us to the best of the ways. Amen. We'd like to greet everyone in the best of the greeting that was given to the human family. And it still is the best greeting of all the greetings in the world. And any way you say it, and the only way you can say it, it only means peace. May God's peace be unto you. And we say, Assalamu alaikum, means may God's peace be unto you, not ours. But the creator peace, if we continue, if we get the creator peace, we're going to have real peace in our life. So we thank you for joining us tonight here on this Talk Talk radio station. We have to talk about the image. If we can move the image out of the mind, maybe we can open up many, many jobs from each other. Because everybody works together, but where nobody has been put in child slavery and did what have done to us, ain't no other people in the world have ever suffered what we have suffered. Now, people say, well, y'all, it's time for y'all to continue to stop complaining about what done happened. You have to remind yourself that this has happened. And this got a psychological effect that we don't understand. That's why Imam said that we all should have been on a psychiatrist somewhere. We all should have been on the sofa trying to get to the nitty problem that we have lived under in this world and try to get away from that. Because it has a psychological damage on us. Huh? Because anytime you see African-American people, you see jealousy and envy and don't want to work with each other. You see tribalism and all that. And we know that be wrong, but we still see it. And we know we need help getting away from it. And we know the biggest help could come in Al-Quran. But to get people to read, to study, they don't see it necessary. They're too busy trying to party, talking about having a good time. Every time I pick up the Quran, I have a good time. Every time I pick up a book on how this world can be transformed to a better world, I'm having a good time. Every time I see a child smile or somebody help somebody, you look at the internet, you see people doing a lot of good, helping people, taking them and off the corner and going, buying them clothes, buying them food. That makes you happy. They keep the idea of hope always better than not having any hope at all. So we pray that this whole world change. And that's what we do every time we make salah. We are praying to make this world the best world that the human being, the children of Adam, can have. And and inherit. And we're going to keep doing that, inshallah, with the help of Allah, until this world changes. It's a blessing to be here in this day and time, because we know for a fact everything points to the judgment. Everything points to a better world trying to come in, and an old, ugly world is trying to leave. And it's going to leave. The pressure on this world by moving the image, you know, one of the top popes said that it's all right to be a homosexual. So we see the world coming to it. Anytime a pope said that, anytime the pope said that, I ain't been out though. So I'm praise be to Allah, and we are here tonight to move the images out of the people's mind and heart, where we can all live together in peace and happiness, where we can love each other better than the people are loving the dog, loving the animals. And the Prophet Muhammad predicted that was going to happen. And it's happening. And Jesus predicted, and all of them had a prediction. And Jesus said, in the last day, you obey the tell women from men. And we see that day has arrived. You go in any grocery store, Chicago, New York, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and you can't tell. You can't tell men from women. How you look at them, you say, some of them got knots on their chest, and you think that's a woman, that's a man. What they predicted was going to happen have happened. Now, what we got to do to reverse that, stop it from continuing to happen, we have to work in the world. We have to bring the truth clearly when we opportunity present itself. We had to bring the truth clearly and let people know that all of us not throwing our life away. All of us not playing the games of this world. Donald Trump set this world back and is still, no matter how foolish these people, turn back the hands of time. In Mississippi, they trying to say that it's all right to hang somebody. Now you let a couple of Caucasians get hung, let a child, let a woman get hung, and see how long that idea lasts. We ain't never hung nobody that I know of. That we hung each other. I never heard no story African American hung a Caucasian. I think, like you just say, every time a Caucasian male see one of us to get down on their knees and ask God for forgiveness for the way they did us. They need to get on their knees and ask God to forgive them for what they did. If they didn't do it, forgive them, give their ancestors, their parents, or their great-grandparents. Man, ain't nothing in the history of this world can justify what they did to us. And the worst thing that they done to us is to get us worshiping them and calling them God. Getting us saying God came in their image. That's a real fear there. That's a real fear. That's a real coward sitting there. I was down in Calvin, Georgia, and this guy told us we was out speaking in the streets, and he walked up to us, and he said he loved Jesus, believed in Jesus. And we had to ask him, is somebody bringing your house? Start beating your wife. He said he would turn the other cheek. Them Christian women told him that I would kick your butt myself. They know that's not natural. We were told that, but we was told, some of us lived it out for safety reasons. But no, that don't make no sense to turn your other cheek. And you see these people trying to cover their head up because so many feet are coming at their head and stomach because they can't block this lick. And you gonna tell them to turn the other cheek? People stuffing, women are stuffing each other, pulling each other with that stump hitting me, beating me. Women be fighting like men. So, but turn the other cheek. Only person we have ever turned our cheek to is the Caucasian people. When it comes to us, we turn and get a knife or a gun and shoot or cut one another, but we ain't turning no cheek. That only works if your skin is light. But if your skin is dark, a war finna break out. And a lot of time now, is one who got the biggest gun who can get it first and get the first shot off. So we live in that day and time. But who can stop this foolishness? Who can put this foolishness to an end? We said that the true fathers of Imam Wahdati Muhammad or the true fathers of Prophet Muhammad can bring this thing to an end. All they got to do is have faith in their ability, not fear the criticism coming from the criticizer. Because everybody ain't going to stand up. Everybody just ain't going to do right. It don't happen. It don't take nothing but a select few. And those select few will change this world and bring in the kind of world that human beings would love to live in. Safety for the children, safety for the women. They got women don't even want no safety. Yeah, women go to a club, and then week before they go, they get to a club, a week before that, somebody, two or three people got shot in the club, and they still go. They don't see the danger. All they saying, they go, and they going to have a good time. How in the world you going to have a good time ducking and dodging, praying that you can get home safely? Huh? You dance and have a good time, but you looking around, you checking things out, you worried about is you going to get home safely. And you doing all that because you following the crowd. Whatever the crowd said, all the women's in the club all of them say old. Following the crowd. Disrespect, following the crowd. So we here tonight, we know in order for us to continue to make jobs, they know, because ain't no Chinese gonna buy anything from us. Don't look back. Ain't no Japanese or Arab, none of them people, Caucasian, and the Jew, he across three zip codes just to get to another Jew. The Jew said, if a Jew ain't got it, they don't need it. Huh? But that is a love they claim they have for people that call themselves a Jew. Huh? They look like them. We don't have such love for each other because slavery robbed us of all the sincere care and love for each other. I'm still saying slavery. And they're going to continue to rob us because as long as we living in a neighborhood and we don't own none of the business in that neighborhood, only place we got is somewhere to lay our head. We don't own nothing. Because those souls move out, we got to follow them wherever they go because we got to eat. We got to have bread, and milk, and eggs. So if people move out, we got to have gas. we the only people in mostly in this predicament because of that image, because of that lie about God's only begotten Son. And we see how people get in politics. They care. They don't do nothing. Let's get in there and collect a paycheck and go along just to get along. We had to fight those people. Praise it be to Allah. Anybody else got anything they would like to say? This master one, come into the queue. We'll cut your mic on and let you begin to share your experience of what you see or what you think might be wrong that will help America get cured from all the evil that America lives with every day. Every time you turn on the news, two or three people have got shot. Four people. They don't even make a big thing out of it no more. Sometimes they don't even bring it up. Five, six people got killed. Two girls and five boys and all that stuff getting killed. And most of it because we color conscious. First thing we said, were they white or black? If they said they was black, we all niggas gone. If they were white, oh, they gonna find the ones that did. They gonna get them. One cut the kill the white people. They gonna find them. And that's the way they train. We train. We walk by a building and look at the building empty. We can get that building and take it and turn it into a grocery store or a place that make money. But what we do, we look at the store and say, I wonder what the white people gonna put in there. We have been trained to fail. And that's why we fail. But our children are smarter today than we ever were. And all they need is a little coaching and telling them to not as do for themselves, but do as for themselves means working for yourself and be independent of the of a job. You work for yourself. Tell our children not just do for yourself, but do for yourself. And that means making jobs. You controlling the job. You hiring people. You giving people the opportunity to make money. And the more money you make, the more money they going to make. You will fire people up like that. Huh? Yeah, our people don't want to be working for peanuts. But they'll start out working with peanuts. But they want to grow from that after so many years. Because they want houses. They want all the best things that this world has to offer. They want a nice refrigerator and a nice stove and an air-conditioned home. They want all of that. And we ones should be providing that. These other people that have given us these jobs, they gave us these nice jobs at a risk. And what is the risk? The risk is you better smile and you better laugh. If I crack a joke, you better come here on time. You better not come here telling me what you going to do. You're going to have to do as you told. Huh? That's what the Japanese are telling these people, these African-Americans working for the Japanese, Chinese, these Arabs. They ain't being nice to our people they have look like us. They been mean to these people, and they hire them for a benefit. The Mexican one hired my granddaughter in a restaurant called Gutbusters and told her not to tell the people that they owned the place. Back then, the people would come and check on the Homeland Security, would check and see who is who, and so they were scared to say they owned the place. We don't have that problem, but we have a problem that we don't own nothing. We have that kind of problem. And then some business we do own. African Americans and some of them nice plays downtown in Atlanta They got all kind of seafood plates. They own, most of them be women, own them plates. So we do have a few places that scatter out that belong to our people, but they don't act like they are one of us. And what I say, they don't act like, they don't identify with African-American people. Not really. But they still raking in most of their businesses from African-American people. Because once a Caucasian find out that this is an African-American establishment, they might come in and they might not. Huh? Because I've seen the Muslims open up a business. And the Muslim that came there, one the Muslim that looked like him, the other, the foreign Muslim came and bought. And Caucasian came and bought because they love good food. But in order for you to keep being successful in that situation, you must own the ground that you working off of. Because once you were written and you start making and raking in some money, you think you finna climb out the hole. Here come the people that own the land start making all kind of unrighteous rules to make it hard for you to make a living. And then you don't build the place up, and other people want that place, so they run you out of there by making up a rule that you know if you try to abide by them, your business gonna fall down. They nobody gonna love us until we love each other. And that's why most of the leaders should be speaking on support the people that look like you, because we the one in bad shape. What it look like going into a Caucasian business and he'll Ku Klux Klan and you by spending your money with him. What you think he gonna do with that money? Huh? Many of the judges, like we talk about today, many of the judges and politicians went into business to make our lives miserable. They seen that we were killing each other. Oh, they killing each other every Friday night. So we don't need to be, we need to be on the other end so when they get to jail, we can send them away forever and ever. And that's exactly what they do. Caucasian people now, they load that image up in the world and they think they own everything, control everything. They ain't gonna never be able to sit down at a table with you and try to work it out. Yeah, you got folk law and people like that, but those people ain't got much. They under that image too. They'll listen to you until you have some power, and the power in businesses. Because that's what a gold mine is. The gold mine is a gas station. It's a grocery store. It's a drugstore. It's a fast food outlet that's cooking them a good fast food. That's a gold mine. A movie theater. A skating rink. All these things ain't nothing but a gold mine. Your own construction business. Or you employing 30, your own roofing company. Or you applying, or you are hiring 30, 40 people. Training them. Carpenters and welders. That's what a gold mine is. In those, and they used to have them in public school. They took all that out when they seen we was advancing and that our people would start supporting each other. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of us starting to support and spending money with each other, and that's what they want to control. They want to control the wealth. As long as they control the wealth, they control the gold mines. So let's wake up. We have to work, and then we have to support each other. We have to have a great mind, but we reminding each other what we must do. In the masjid, it's supposed to be the number one. Bring that out. Don't care who comes in. The Arabs come in now, they don't even stop to buy a soda at the masjid. They won't buy paper. They look at you and let's keep walking. Is that a Muslim? Or that's a person, no, he got the given an account, but he don't go to Juma on Friday. He think because he going to Juma that he cover everything that he need to be covered. But how about his attitude? Is that covered? How about his ungratefulness of support, called his brother, which we are brothers, with their history of them mistreating Bilal? They want to treat us like Bilal, think they're better, then they need to hear remove all racial names. They need to hear that how can you be a Muslim and be a racist? Because Muslim is told we all come from Adam. So we have to work on this situation. And who can do it better than us? Who you think been? We are the last man standing, the last people standing. So let's get busy and continue to work with each other and change this ugly situation and make it a better situation so we all can be happy. Because somebody is trying to make sure we're not happy. And it ain't good not to be unhappy because that mess with your inside. That mess with your liver, your kidneys, your heart. That's what it mess with because you're not happy. The human being was created to be happy. And him being happy, he can do more. And this artificial happiness coming from liquor, wine, and beer, and other things, and reefers, they making all these smoke shops. That stuff going to kill you quicker than it would normally kill you. So all praise due to Allah. Is anybody else have anything they would like to say, please match one and come into your queue and we will cut your mic on because we want to hear from you. We are people that have the Quran. We are the people that have been chosen to make, to deliver the message that make it clear. And we are qualified, almost overqualified to do that. Allah said, fear him and fear Allah alone. And that's what you have to take out of yourself, the fear of going to harm you for telling the truth. You got to take that fear out of you. I once, one of the soldiers would act that ain't you afraid something gonna happen to you? The soldier told him, I'm afraid what God might do to me if I don't do this. So we got them kind of soldiers among us. And I'm finna bring on one right now. Brother Sujah Muhammad, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
There you go, so you got it.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be Allah. I just want to say a few words. I almost lost my voice. We're gonna come in with Allah's name. Most gracious, and master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. I bear witness that there's only one God, one creator, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. We thank Allah for blessing us just to be alive. You know, you simply be thankful. And we were just going to try to say a few words. Let's say a few from our leader, Imam Wafdi Muhammad. The Imam said that, he said, first, I want to say to you that whether you realize it or not, you who support my call to have racial imagery removed from the worship of God are doing something more important. Than anything anyone has done since Prophet Muhammad. Nobody since Prophet Muhammad has ever done anything that's more important in religion, removing all racial images from worship. In fact, that is exactly what he emphasized in his preaching. La ilaha illallah, la sharika la. There's no God except Allah. There's nothing like him. The Imam said in the Holy Quran, it says, we shall make them know what it is they have done. You know. We're going to bring it to their attention. We're going to put it right out there in front of them and show them the lie that they told and the effect of that lie on the people, on our children. You know, that lie was devastating. On all the nationalities, on the Caucasian, on the African American, and in other peoples of color, it was psychologically effective, psychologically effective.
First clean.
I thought somebody was trying to say something.
Okay. Did you stop talking?
I was talking.
Okay, then thank you. I thought
somebody was trying to say something.
No. So you stopped. Okay. Okay. You can talk. I know that you ain't got to talk that long. You talk a few more minutes if you want to. I appreciate this. Thank you. I was talking to my wife. I didn't have it on mute. I'm going to put it on mute now while you're talking. You got it.
Okay. I thought you were trying to get my attention.
No, on mute. Okay.
I do glad he meant a shake town, Rajin. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. So it's Allah said that we're going to make it known to them of what they done. That's what the Quran said. These people know that they bring in a program. They know the psychological effect. They know that this here established superiority in the land. That type of teaching established inferiority and superiority. That type of teaching you know, one nationality is the children of God, you know. And so they have to, the one that's not the children of God, they got to say something negative about them, you know. And it's something that, you know, Allah said that we gonna make it known to them what they done. That was an ugly thing that they, this is some real ugly things that they done to us, you know, and they not gonna get away with it. Praise be to Allah. Remove all images that portray God. Anything that portray God is what we saying that should be brought down. We should expose that and make it known that this is not God. This is no God. There's nothing like God. The Creator God is the one that we pray to. We can't pray to no image, but they do. They call on Jesus. They try to establish Jesus as their Savior. God is the only Savior. There's no other Savior. Other than God. He's the Savior. If God, the Quran say that if God took something from you or did something to you, you can't take it back. You can't do nothing about it. So these people know what they're doing. They have this lie out here and they see the benefit that they're getting from this lie, you know. And so we have our people, our African American peoples is supporting it because they get favors. They get favors for supporting this lie. Even though they know this is a lie, they know that this is not true. And they know that God's going to punish the one that's putting it out there. But they support it anyway. So what do they deserve? What do they deserve? They deserve punishment also. You support a lie that has a psychological effect on our children. Caucasian and African American. It affects both of them. The National Association of Black Psychologists at the 13th Annual National Competition recently adopted a resolution declaring that Caucasian images of divinity are psychologically damaging to African Americans. The resolution introduced by Dr. Naeem Iqbal of Florida State University and Dr. Joseph Baldwin of Florida A&M University was accepted by a comfortable majority of the psychologists attending the annual business meeting during their recent convention in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. The National Association of Black Psychologists is an organization with a national membership of over 500 African-American psychologists and allies. Mental health professionals. This group was organized from a caucus of African-American psychologists in the American Psychological Association 1967. Because of the failure of the African American, of the failure of the American Psychological Association to address the relevant need of African Americans. The caucus was formed, which has grown into an internationally prominent organization. Which is now the major voice for psychological issues of African Americans. In recent years, the organization has been instrumental in obtaining lawsuits against the state of California, leading to a ban on the use of IQ tests for African American children. These tests, long recognized as frequently invalid in the intellectual assessment of African Americans, that often led to labeling them inappropriately as retarded. This effort by the association preceded Ralph Nader, a recent attack on educational testing services by almost a decade. The organization during the past year expressed strong opposition to the TV airing of the proposed series of Beulah Land, which depicted African American in typically negative and inferior roles. It was this act on the part of the association which led Dr. Akbar to offer his resolution to the organization. Dr. Akbar observed certainly if a TV program of slaves in a negative role is psychologically destructive to African Americans, then we must take a stand against the representation of God in Caucasian flesh. Dr. Akbar had tried on several earlier occasions to bring this matter to the organization, but had previously met with failure. Several psychologists expressed a concern about the reaction of churches. But the group agreed that they had a responsibility to make a truthful statement regardless of reaction. So they was getting all kind of opposition when this was brought to them, to the group. And that's the way it is when you're dealing with something that's right, when you're dealing with truth. You're going to be challenged. You're going to have to prove your position. You're going to have to come with something other than just something that you read. You had to keep coming. You know. Our young people is knowledgeable in the sense that they can go directly to the answers about the lies that have been told and bring it forth without any problem now. They done heard us speak out against images in religion. They got a few other people, they coming out now on television speaking against images in religion. But we've been speaking on images in religion for over 50 years. Nonstop. We were speaking on it when it wasn't popular. When you can get attacked, or you get your job taken away from you, or you get your position taken away from you, or your image will be destroyed. You know, we dealt with it when it was like that. When we talk about God, we got to make sure people are thinking serious when anybody bring up the word God. We got to make sure that this is a serious matter. This ain't no light matter. We got so much evidence of God in the Torah, in the Bible, and in the Holy Quran. The truth is here, brothers and sisters. The truth is here. It's just a matter of someone picking it up and stand up with it. That's all. That's the only thing, you know, that we bear witness to the truth and don't have no fear in it. So we thank you. We pray that Allah bless you with something that we said. We came into you in peace and leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, my wife wants to say a few words. Okay, then he said, come up. Alhamdulillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to do, I just want to add on something what Brother Shujai said about the tests that they were giving. They was given at least for once a year. Every year they give these assessment tests. But you know what kind of tests I'm talking about. They give them every year to see where people's mind is at. And what they found out was that on the other side, what Shuja said, what they found out is that our children was passing those tests. And they couldn't understand why they was passing them tests, especially when he wasn't even teaching some of the math and in class, because that's the reason why they stopped. The one guy got down there inferior, because I don't know what age he's in, but we're in California and Louisiana. I could vouch for them two states because I was there. That's what it was. We was passing those tests. Even like my son, they gave him a test and he passed the test with 100. They couldn't believe it. No, he made like 97. And this time they gave him a test again, he made 100. And they couldn't believe it. And that's what it was, because they don't understand how we get so smart, how we are so smart. Our children are smart, I'm telling you. Look at them one-year-old baby. They already know how to say assalamu alaikum and you the best. That was Shuja. All my little grandson told Shuja, and he bowed down. He got to bend a little bit down and took his hand and said, "You the best." And I said, Jay, I'm telling you. So our children are really smart, and that's what it is.
Oh.
They're afraid of our, that we, and that's
2 years old.
Yeah, 2 years old, right. That's what his friend, he already knew how to count from 1 to 10. And he, and every time he don't say hi, if you say hi, how you doing, he'll say, assalamu alaikum. That's all he says, assalamu alaikum. That's what I'm letting you know.
Sister Quran. Thank you for that. I had Brother Muhammad from Columbus. I say he got off. But anyway, we thank Allah for all that. We know our children smart. We know that the reason that they been in all these prisons.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I was listening to Brother Omar, I forget his last name. He was saying that the special aid children were getting more money for the special aid children. And they classification. And so what the Caucasian did, they didn't want us in the school. And they didn't want us in the school. And when they didn't want us in the school, they told the Caucasian, if they don't let us in school, they're going to cut all the funds out for special education. They're going to cut it all out. They won't get nothing. And he said, may like you trying to educate them. So put them in a, call it special ad. And may like you trying to help them. But at the same time, you holding them back. You're holding them down. They told them that.
Yeah, but they don't fail.
They don't fail, but they don't go out of the school being well-educated where they can make progress in the world. So what are they going to end up? In jail. Drop out of school when you can't pass. Go to school, go to the job. And they can't pass. They go. Make the only thing left for them to do and to make any money at all is to sell drugs.
They can't pass those tests.
There's no carpenter. They can't pass the test. There's no carpenters or bricklayers in our neighborhood that's hiring them like we used to. They used to can go to a bricklayer. Or mason or somebody who know how to do copper and electrician, and that person can train them in a few years or more, they'll know how to do all of that work. But then most of that work done went to the Mexicans. So the whole thing is to keep us in jail, keep our population down. This is the trick that they playing on us. And you go check it out for yourself, you can see it. That's why they bring the homosexuals in school. If your child be taught about homosexual, that child gonna see that homosexual is a nice person, a good person to be. And maybe I want to be a homosexual, you know? That's an influence that homosexual got on your child. The most of the African Americans, they stuck on a word that don't hardly exist. Love. We love. You love everybody. If you love everybody, you gonna love somebody that's not no good.
The word does exist. It just don't know how
to use it. No. Most of the vocab, they say that word and don't know what it means because they'll love to shoot you when they get a chance. So that's what we're saying, that we have been given the task to turn this world around. Because we can see the evil scheme. The scheme of Satan is weak. It's flimsy. And because of that, we can see the scheme. So we thank Allah. Talk radio station. We'll get this all this out. You know, public school can be a better school if you put good teachers in it. But you got to put some teachers in there that love the students. And Brother Omar said, reading the child fail because the teacher don't love the child. And the child don't care nothing about the child. They learn nothing. And then his mother or father don't have time to show no love for the child. So the child going to be lost in the shuffle. But when you love that child will not fail. If you show that child love, that you're concerned about that child, then that child going to apply itself extra. He's not going to reject education. But you go there with your nose stuck up. You go there like you better than that child, then that child going to reject you. He's going to reject education, and he's going to stay away. He's not going to participate in the education because and he said the worst thing you can tell a child that he can't learn. Now he's a psychologist. He said the worst thing you can tell a child can pick up whether you love or not. A baby can pick that up. So we have to put our children, the children have to be in school with people that love them. Yeah, they need money, but they also need to be sincere, a teacher. They had a teacher here that was on the news telling the child that I got mines out there, cussing, talking to the child like it's on the street. They fired her, but she probably going somewhere and get another job. But she didn't act like she cared anything about the students. And the students, they took and taped everything she said, and they turned it into the people in the news. And the people, mothers and things, came up there and they got rid of the teachers. So this is what's going on. This is what's going on. These people want us to fail for some reason. We haven't did nothing to them. We didn't put no gun on them and ask us to bring us here. And matter of fact, we now know many of us was already here before they got here. So it's not us, it's them. And we know it comes from the image. It comes from greed, coming from disrespect, coming from all them places. You know, we know where it comes from. So we thank Allah. Thank Allah for this opportunity to share what we have. Because we, until we got to go in business and big business, not just selling fish sandwich, but selling refrigerators and stove and selling and land and cars. Brother Wali Ali, it's two states, he said, two countries want to sell those cars. And all we got to do is be interested in put money together, and we can get cars and they don't want that. They don't want us to be independent of that. They don't want us. They want us depending on them. They only care about themselves. Now, those people are truly evil and wicked people. They truly are the genius. They only care about themselves. So we know that. And the only solution to get rid of them or get away from them is to worship God and spirit and truth and work together. Spend our money among ourselves until we do, start doing that, we're not going to have any power. We're not going to be able to control our neighborhood, which we say we got a neighborhood. And it don't look like we got any neighborhood. We just got somewhere to lay our head, because all the business in these neighborhoods belongs to everybody else but us. If we don't support it, everybody, nobody supported us. The Chinese and other people are getting rich off selling hair. Selling out the women, the young girls, the idea they going into a beauty shop and going in there and get beauty, get good looking. They getting rich off that. You know? So we have to educate our people. You are naturally beautiful. But when you go spend $100 and $200 a week going into a place like the Chinese beauty shop, you're not going in your own shop. You're going in the Chinese beauty shop. You're making another people rich. They don't care nothing about you. China control is buying up Africa. They are learning what the Caucasian have did. And they're going to improve. And like Brother Omar said, in order for them to get them Chinese out of there, they're going to have to fight extra hard, because the Chinese got so many people they can afford to lose. So they're going to have to fight extra hard to get them people, them leaders over there. And they said over there in one of the land that the Chinese own the airport. What comes in and out of the airport, the Chinese got control of. Ghana, supposed to be a Muslim country. The people that sold them, they couldn't pay the bill, so they took the airport. So we had to wake up to warn the people, because many of our people, they just don't care. They don't care. They see people laying on the street, sleeping on the bridge, got tents everywhere. and they ride right by it and don't care. Then you got some young people, young rappers, that they going to buy these tents for the people who can sleep in the tent. That's an idea that probably would work. But why are you talking about buying a house, some houses, and fix it up and make rooms and be over and manage the house and bring the people in, let them take a bath and make sure they get a good hot meal and try to help them somewhere online to get a steady job? Because Jesus told them, if you teach a man how to fish, he can take care of them. They don't follow that philosophy. They don't follow it by Jesus. They follow only the dumb things they try to connect with Jesus. But things that make sense, somebody coming out to him, they ain't going to say that. They ain't going to Jehovah Witness brother come here, and I brought that to his attention. Well, ain't nobody, Jesus is God. He ain't coming in. Why would God? God knows everything. They asked Jesus when the end come, he didn't know the day, not hour. Now, if he had been God, don't you know he would have known everything? He wouldn't even be dead if he were God. He would have got away, or he would have destroyed the people that he created. But it's hard to get them to see that. They get angry when you bring in the truth like that. This is over with it. Yeah, Mr. Maxie got angry. But I stuck to my gun.
Alhamdulillah.
I didn't back
I just,
yes, ma'am.
I just want to say one thing, is that what we have to do and what they're keeping, trying to keep away from our children is education. And education and unity, that is power right there. We must educate our children. And see all that, what they doing right there in our neighborhood and all that stuff going to come to the end, especially dealing with our so-called Assalamu alaikum brothers, because they're dealing pork, alcohol, and all that. And I know, I heard that was Mubarak, and he got on because the brother told me the same thing, too. I said, why you guys sell alcohol in your business? And he said, because that they said that's the only way that they could be able to sell in the community, that have to sell alcohol. So that means they're sacrificing. That is just like somebody saying that, you know, that they're sacrificing, that they're sacrificing their soul for money. So they're not going to last. All we have to do is get it together and do for self and start, and you'll be surprised how much our people will support each other, because they tired too. They tired. They want their own, because we're used to having our own, alhamdulillah.
Well, I agree with you. But until the imam dress that issue when they show up and threaten to boycott them and picket them and let the people know that they the difference in us, until the imam stand up and said, you're a Muslim, you're gonna sell this and that to our people, then we're gonna tell them, let you know that you are not one of us. You're not of us. To the imam do that? Because the imams are getting money from that when they come in there and put the little money in the bucket. The imam getting money from that. Until he cut that off, you know, dress that, the imam like it ain't bothering them. Soon y'all took me in a Muslim a business. And I looked behind, and I thought I was in the Negro store. I looked behind that Arab brother. I couldn't see nothing but vodka, gin, rum. And he had a mirror behind the looker ball, so they stand out when he had them in that case. And he supposed to be a Muslim, talking about Islam alaikum. I looked at Sujah. We laughed, but It wasn't, you know, funny, because we got out there in front of the place and condemned him for that. But then what you have to do, we have to expose them kind. We have to do that. Then we show Christians that it's more than just about the money. It's about what is morally upright. What is good for the human family. That's morally wrong. Say you a Muslim and you selling alcohol. Every time I go in front of a Abdullah place, before I leave, I always let Milton know that I'm thinking about him. I tell Milton, bring his prayer rug out and bring his sickle beads and bring his Quran out and bring his Arabic out. And come out here and tell the people, show the people in the book what God, Prophet Muhammad said was all right to say a look. He'll look out the window, he'll look out the door, he'll come out the door and stand there for a minute, then turn around and go back in there. So that's what we had to do. We had to dress those people. We had to boycott those people because they are getting the mind frame, mindset that they are no different than us. The Christians selling pork skins and all looking up. So we're no different than them. And that's the idea that the Christians get. And they don't like it. They know, but they'll tell them, y'all ain't no Muslims. But look how many people that in their business have got killed throughout the country. Muslim, they were good people. People said that man was so nice to speak to you, treat you nice. Robbing, and then they kill him. And then the police ain't gonna do no big investigation trying to find out who did it. And now they're making all these gas stations get cameras in them because African Americans are shooting it out at most of these gas stations.
What I want to say is that you don't depend upon the imam. Only thing the imam's supposed to do, only thing the imam's duty is to make sure that everything is in its Islamic perspective, dealing with the masjid. The believers are the maintainer of the masjid. If the imam's not doing his job, then you set him down. Who want to go on the battlefield of a lieutenant or a captain that's scared? And who going to go on the battlefield and shoot if you ain't got no bullets in your gun? Ain't nobody. And then when you go out there and fight, you want to have the best soldier besides you that protecting you. I got your back, you got mine. That's the way that is. You set that soldier down. Who is he? He's not Allah. He's not even man. He don't own nothing. And the believers are the one that puts him up there. And you could put, just like you put him up there, put him down. If he can't do his duty, then you set him down. And if he's too old, that's why we got to get young people too, because we are getting old. Some things we just can't do no more. I remember I used to stay up 3 days for to finish my job doing this long, but I can't even stay up that long no more. I can't even stay up a day now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying. So if he's not doing his job, then you got to get some young brothers. They're like that, and don't let them be talking all that wall talk, and they ain't got no soldiers. That don't make no sense.
Well, yeah.
So that's what you have to do. You have to set him down. And that's the problem right there. We still got these imams up here that ain't doing nothing, knowing that they got weakness. If you see that your imam have a weakness, then you make sure, like your imam have my weakness with money, then you make sure that he don't handle no money. He don't supposed to handle no money anyway. He don't supposed to handle no money. Only the money that you give him or something like that, you know, but he do not handle no money. He have the right to look at the books to make sure everything is in order. And that's all he does. And he teach Islam. You are the one that goes out. You're supposed to, the soldiers are the one that goes out. And then the imam, he's supposed to step out there. But like I said, if he ain't doing the job, then you got to get somebody else. How are you going to win a war?
You make people like you because you popular and because you can speak the language and you're popular. Everybody like you. You can say that, but if that man point at you, the people gonna look at you as you being the problem. Okay, you got somebody to raise their hand.
Not the believers, and that's what you want. Right now, in this day and time, what's going on now, we need all the believers. We need the soldiers, the strong soldiers. We don't need the one that said, oh, well, wait a minute. Okay. No, we don't need that. We want the one that said, I'm ready. Okay.
Okay, I'm do this. Okay, we got that's another. Yes, ma'am. Okay. To the Quran, when you come back in about 10 minutes, we got a new on the line. Let me see who it is. And we'll bring them on.
No problem. Yes, sir.
All right, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. Brother Muhammad from Fort Valley.
That's our brother, yeah.
I've been listening to Brother Akbar and Sister Quran, and they spot on about a whole lot of what they're saying, because of course we know we have to educate our own, but behind that education, we can't expect to just educate them. We have to have structure for them to do for self, because you still got some African Americans that are being educated, and then they got to go out to the workforce, and they get jobs in McDonald's, Burger King, Walmart, you know, stock boards and things. They still have a limitation and have certain salary caps, and not the type of money that they have desires to get the things that their heart yearn for. You know, if they're going to make honest money, or what we call lawful, halal by halal means, just above minimum wage, the minimum wage is not going to do it, especially if they're not conditioned or taught to work together collectively, living together, putting their money together, and investing in some things that will help them make life easier, better for them monetarily. So, you know, we know that education is a priority, because if you don't know nothing, you can't do much. But when you get those skills in that education, even if you got to try to rise high on somebody else's job that you're employed by, and it's no guarantee or certainty of that. But they need to learn skills, because once they learn to do contracting work, learn how to fix houses, build houses, and things like that, that's where the money's at, in land. Nobody can tell you you can go fix a house or buy a house or sell a house for any amount of money that it might be worth. You don't have to wait for somebody to give you $20,000, $25,000 a year, and you can sell a house for $100,000, $200,000. How many houses you can sell? Yeah, if you do good contracting, and you're going to make money contracting anyway. So I think it's important that they learn skills, trades, plumbing, carpentry, brickmaking, all that stuff, that they can say, I can buy a car without selling dope or robbing somebody. And the other thing that he was talking about, the sister was talking about, in terms of replacing these imams, well, you have to have, like you said, you got to have some strong brothers and have people that's ready. I'm going to have to use this hard word, overthrow, because a lot of these guys ain't going to go out easy. And, you know, like back in the days, like you said, the first experience, you can get a call out, get brother, step to an imam or step to a minister, and he already know. If he ain't doing the job, he's going to get replaced. And that's what it got to come back to. That they got to be able to have a strong force to overthrow or to replace a person. And people got to stop being satisfied with just good coupons. You know, they're just satisfied with hearing a good talk. They need to know that they're supposed to be constructive and productive. And it ain't just for them. Just like I hear Akbar say, and Sujai and myself, we know we at that age, you know, all of us, Sister Kanan said, oh, we getting old. No, we there. Let's stop saying we getting old. We old. We at that, what we call, that season in our life. And a lot of us here and seen a lot of people drop dead or people been took out of here already. And the reality is we're supposed to be trying to invest in our time and money and influences, and we have to be stern and forthcoming towards these imams or whoever holding any type of office that probably be making us move forward, because it's for the future of our grandchildren, children. Our children, some of them are dragging, they foot dragging. But you don't want your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren to be in a worse situation, especially now that you're dealing with these immigrants that see you like a nigger, just like they had us looking like they feel. We have no, they don't see any value in us except that we can be subservient to them. They can walk over us or use us for their benefit. And it haven't really much changed with some of them. So it ain't going to make a difference. We have to, whatever skills or education they get, they got to be orientated in the classroom. If you're in the mass year, you got a class in the mass year, you hold on young people's attention and try to be, you got to be stern to tell them the importance of doing for self. Because outside of doing for self and being organized, they're going to be oppressed. I just need to say that. I don't want to take over the line, but it's real.
We're doing good. A long way, Bob.
No, it's real. We got to set up a position for them, so our children, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, don't have to go through this. Going to other people's supermarkets and being frowned on. Going to other people's stores and they selling paraphernalia or things to get them intoxicated, to get other people intoxicated. A woman walking around half naked in the street, or naked, down there naked in the street. and the only thing they're all about, not just the woman. Elijah Muhammad said, we can only ride as high as our woman. If our woman's in the gutter, we're going to be in the gutter. If all they want to do is just say, they can get high and have fun. If you're standing on the corner, 75, 80 years old, still looking to get high and have fun. The same thing they started when they were 12 and 14. When we had a lesson, we get curious about what a marijuana tastes like, what does alcohol taste like, and we start getting that addiction or just desire to do that and think we're getting away with something. Then you carry it on into your 20s, 30s, 40s, and on. And you don't want your children to have to be victims of that foolishness. We got to come together and address these imams, step to them, or whoever claim to be leaders in their position and in your community. Tell them to speak up, and I guess that's it for me for now. Thank you for your time.
Well, guys, enough. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Okay, then. Rakim?
Assalamu alaikum.
What do you guys name? I'm
going to blame the shit out of that thing. I will be a witness in the Lord of protection, one who grants protection to every soul that is feet, the Lord of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. Truly, no one has the position or the Lord, the God. No one is the God of the Lord except Allah. It's many men have been, and jinn have been diluted from their delusion to incapacitate their ignorance. May Allah guide those that want to be guided. May Allah guide those who search for this truth that Allah has blessed us to have in America. And we are true Americans who represent the Constitution. We are those strong, proud Americans who are endowed by the Creator and look forward for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Republican of America belongs to the citizens. Republic is a state in which supreme power is held by people and their elect representatives, in which was an elected or nominated president rather than a monarch. A monarch is a claim of serenity, the serenes, the head of states, where we see in different countries and states, kings or queens or emperors, all object to be praised or to be worshipped, Republican forms of government in which the state is ruled by representatives and a city of body, all superiority and inferiority mentalities of the mind and conduct of order. We worship none but Allah. We beg Allah and we ask Allah to guide us and continue guiding us and never to be followed in the footsteps of Shaitan. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, Shaitan. Sister Ron, you got something else you want to say?
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I do want to say that, like the brother said, it was hard to, to overturn an imam. I say you don't even have to do that. All you have to do is that you do it. You could go to the imam and tell him, what project you want to do or whatever you want to do it like that. But then you do it. You don't have to, and get your brothers together and you do it. If you ain't ready to set him down or he's okay and everybody likes him, whatever, he's doing a good job. But just then you do it. Because he can't do it by himself anyway. So he's going to need the soldiers anyway. So you do it because the believers are the maintainers of the masjid. And then what's so beautiful about Islam is that We have to answer for Allah. Let me try to say it right. We have to answer for Allah for ourselves. We don't have to answer to Allah for anybody else, only for ourselves, for what we do. So that, alhamdulillah. So that's what I want to say. So we should, we have to do it ourselves. We can't do it. He can't do it. They can't do it by themselves. Alhamdulillah.
Well, I agree. And I hope that when you point to Imam and the people like him because of his delivery, and like you said, a fine cookbook, you love what he's saying. You do learn something. And when you need to stop taking this Arab money. If you do take your money, tell them about what they're doing in their soul by selling stuff that's not wrong. Tell them about it. Address that issue. And then if the place supposed to be a Muslim place, then you should tell them that the imam should tell them that we don't let the people know that you're not finding a problem. You're not a true. We don't let them know. We're going to come to your place and pick it. That's what the imam, if we start doing that and doing that all over the country, you'll see a change. But you'll see a change. But the people, they know these people ain't no Muslim.
Yeah.
In LaGrange, we did the same thing. We went to Brother Moon, see if we going to come pick it in his place. He moved out of that building. So did. But we were gone. But he came back and apologized for doing it. He started selling clothes and got away from that business. So all praise is due to Allah. Thank everybody for showing up.
I want to say one thing, Brother Akbar.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say one thing. If they accepting money from the Arab brothers, then what they should do, take that money and do something with it. Use it. Yeah, take that money and do something with it. It's no more than I'm just saying. Imam said that all masjids should have a business so they won't put all that pressure on the believers. I'm telling you, that's what I remember that. He said that's why he wanted all the emails that the master to have open up a business so they won't put all that pressure up on the believer. That'll be great too. That'll be good. Even if two or three masters come together and get a business together. That'll be good. That's right there. That's alhamdulillah. That's good for our children.
Teach you. What they got saying.
Can I make a comment out there?
Yes, sir.
It's a masjid in Texas. It's a statement. Just so the believers be known what's going on in Texas. It's a masjid. I can't remember the name of the masjid, but the prince of Saudi Arabia donated $1 million to the masjid. The masjid and the religious facilities in the community, they closed down. However, after they closed, the churches opened back up, and they put a stop on the mosque, the masjid to be open. Now what they're trying to do is take the property of the masjid and make it a supermarket. I'm going to find out the name of the masjid so that we can call in and the believers can call in. Or really good people to call in.
But the masjid was D. Muhammad?
It's Islamic masjid. And the reason that they're trying to take the masjid is because they want to build a plaza in that area. It's similar to what they were doing in Atlanta to the Beltline. If you know anybody that had property on the Beltline and whatnot, and the embarrassment that they had to go to, and things that they had to experience and go through, people that stayed in their houses for 90 years, or 60 years, and whatnot. But it's the same thing that they're doing. So I try to get a little bit more information on that, and for you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Would you close those out with a prayer?
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. In the name of God, قال أصلا إن أسان الله في كثرة إلا الذين آمنوا سبع آمنوا سبع وسبعات وترسل بلق وترسل بالسبع By the token of time through the age and early man is lost except those who have patience and consistency.
I mean, thank you everybody. Soon, may Allah continue to bless us all. What a beautiful show again. And we thank you for participating. May Allah continue to bless us all. Thank you, Brother Muhammad Sharif. May Allah continue to bless you and your family.
Muhammad,
Assalamu alaikum to all. May Allah, we look for fire. Thank you.